An Honest Death, the first draft.
When the guy dressed as Death showed up in my office, I did what any sensible person would do. I punched the security button on my comm center. Eviction, please. I hadn't seen how the costumed freak got in, but I was going to watch him leave.
We must speak privately.
No, we mustn't. You're leaving.
Mr. McDonald, are you okay?
Blakely was in my office foyer, and from the sound of footsteps, he'd brought a couple of the heavies.
I'm just fine.
I stopped mid-word as Death evaporated. Blakely came through the door with his weapon out of its holster. His eyes met mine, and then he and his team did a quick left-right sweep of my office. It was reassuring to see them look so competent, but I guess my face didn't look reassured.
Sir, are you okay?
I'm okay. He's gone.
Who's gone, sir? And, gone where?
Blakely stepped to my window and placed a hand on it. I considered the next words out of my mouth very, very carefully. My office has no cameras or other recording equipment in it, and it would not do for me to seem even a little bit crazy.
Blakely, you've just earned a raise. 26 seconds. And the way you came in here, you could star in an action movie. One of the good ones, where they get all the details right.
This was a test, sir?
We're getting ready to change the world, Blakely. This was a drill.
I'm accustomed to pinpoint prevarication. Though in this case, I was going to need to support the fiction after the fact.
I'll take care of things with HR. I'll also provide a little pad in your budget.
I gestured at the two heavies covering my doorway.
To additionally compensate your team.
Thank you, sir.
Blakely looked me right in the eye, the way the vast majority of my employees do not.
If you're sure you're all right, we'll leave you.
I'm fine. A little adrenaline is all. Mr. Action Movie. You're good.
I wasn't lying about changing the world. Our gene therapy team was ready for public trials of a plasmid that, if our private testing was to be believed, would put an end to old age. It went beyond revolutionary. Treatments would be expensive, at least at first, but human beings were about to start getting a lot older. 2 years ago, we acquired a think tank of sociologists, economists, and anthropologists. For the last 22 months, they'd been running simulations, trying to figure out how we could make money on immortality without starting the last war humans would ever fight. I'm not a big fan of war. Folks paint us C-level executives as profiteering monsters who'll ruin a million lives for a few percentage points on their stock options. But that's not me. Especially not once our think tank explained how long human memory was about to get. Be generous now, they counseled. Be very generous. We're not playing the short game anymore. What they didn't say, but what I know, is that the long game is made of a bunch of short games. And you can't afford to lose too many of those outright, especially not early on. I was musing upon a few of those short games. Acquisitions, lobbying for legislation, and some key hires. When Death showed up again. This time I saw how he got in, or at least I saw when and where he got in. I don't know the how behind his sudden appearance in the center of my office.
Please do not call security this time, Mr. McDonald.
I'm either not crazy or I'm extra crazy.
You are not crazy. I have not shown myself to anyone in quite some time.
This must be pretty important to you. What do you want?
I want you to sabotage your company's life extension technology.
Why, stockholders would be very disappointed. And not just because the company won't survive if this project fails. Some of those folks sit on the board and expect to live to see the next millennium.
I promise you, they will not.
Be disappointed?
Live to see the next millennium.
That sounds a lot like a threat.
I reached for my comm center, finger hovering over the security button.
If you push that button, you, your board, and everyone you know or care about will die in the next 7 days.
So it is a threat.
If you fail to sabotage the life extenders, then the same thing will happen.
I waggled my finger over the button.
You ran from security last time.
You're supposed to ask me, what's in it for you?
Okay, I'll bite. What is in it for me?